Opioid use among the general population is still on the rise, but the National Institute on Drug Abuse says its latest survey finds the lowest level of teen opioid misuse since it began tracking the drugs. As Joel Wolfram reports for WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, the survey also finds rates of teen drug use dropping across the board.
The survey finds that teenage students are abusing prescription painkillers at the lowest rates since it began measuring them in the early 2000s. Dr. Wilson Compton, deputy director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, says this could drive down future drug use.
A reduction in the number of teens beginning down that dangerous pathway in using prescription opioids, heroin, and other dangerous substances.
Less than 3% of high school seniors now say they've misused OxyContin in the past year, and only 2% have tried Vicodin. Vicodin abuse was once higher than 10%. The researchers say the higher rates of abuse in the past have probably contributed to increasing abuse of opioids in the adult population and the current overdose crisis. The survey also found older teens are now more likely to smoke marijuana than cigarettes. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.